I'm not anyway happy completely, because even if we created much more chances, no, the only team that created chances was Window. There was in some moment during the game the same desire, fire. We accepted that tempo, you know, so that proved also that we are not ready for some stages or mentality, you know, when you have to interpret your own the situation. Some of our lads are very, very unexperienced players. Now Nathan Thoms and some others, it's not an accuser in general, but they have done an amazing job until today. But in this game, not against Trammy, you see the real team. In this game, when you have to go through and win, and go and win, and also if you win only 1-0. But with desire, experience, we don't have this, but obviously I knew before, is an occasion that we lost, but obviously we have to know that there are many games, so we have to accept what we have to do. But most clear, the Firminos in our box, we didn't clean the ball, the people, somebody squeeze up, wander on the field without right body language to push the other to squeeze and clean the box. It was clear. Even the kids can score against you if you behave like this. So, but today, obviously, we were punished heavily, to be honest, because we dominate, we should win with 4 or 5 goals.
Their goalkeeper made some very good saves at the start of the second half, but do you feel your side were guilty of wasting opportunities?
Absolutely.
Themselves?
Two great saves, but the 3-4 balls are in a goal line, we missed the chance. So James Collins missed the ball in front of the goal at the end of the game. 2-3 balls are rebounded there. Many times I see League 2, League 1, people react quick and maybe score a dirty goal. Like last night we saw the goal Crystal Palace against Watford, the ball remained there 2-3 seconds. There is an man that attacked the ball forward with nasty attitude, scored the goal. We have a percentage of balls that remain close to the 6-yard box during the season. That is incredible. And we scored only once with Tommy Miller at the beginning of season, so we didn't score many goals, dirty goals. So that proved that for many reasons, what we have done is a miracle, because we don't have a natural goal scorer. We don't score dirty goals with the nasty attitude because we are nice guy. People that want to score clean goals, if they miss a chance, we give up. You know what I mean? So what we have done is something special. So anyway, it can happen, but obviously it's an opportunity that now run away and we can't take again.
The goal that your side did score today was a well-worked move, and it came from a midfielder, Simon Ferry, who doesn't score too many goals himself.
Yeah, but come from something that we prepared yesterday, because we know that in this side they are weak, especially because they play with an old player in the middle of the field. The third one in the middle that played with me at Sheffield Wednesday is good, play well during the game, but in there he can't cover all the space, and the left back always drop, so there is a big space that we can exploit, you know. And with the Simon run, because he got this intelligent run, we went through and we scored the goal in the way we prepared the game yesterday, 2 days ago. The lads were good in this, but after they should do much better things. Obviously, Simon Ferry, we know him, always give his best, but anyway, playing 13 the last three games away from home with a very heavy pitch, that is the result. Another game where we will have a regret, disappointed, because obviously if I think what's happened in 7-8 months is absolutely incredible. Many energies gone, no chance to have a rotation, because Alan Navarro came back, but he's not an attacking midfield player, so I couldn't change just because now we lose the energy. I wanted to win this game. It was difficult for me, and this is why at the end of season probably this club will have the most regrets ever in this football club history, because in a normal environment now we will stay 10 points above everybody. There is not a confirmation, because you can prove this, but in the way we did things, in the way we are close there, what's happened in October, November, also January, February, for sure we will be in a better situation than in the worst. If not 10, 7 points clear, like it happened last year, because it's not an accident or coincidence that in January, February, we flew again out. We did an amazing job in terms of result point. But forget, and okay, we're looking forward.
This was obviously a game that you expected your side to win. Does it hurt a little bit more, the fact that you now know that a win would have taken you to the top of the League One table tonight?
Not for me. The lads have to think about that. the Lazio, because they are the protagonists. As a manager, I have a disappointment, but they have to think, if they think, ah, okay, nobody won, we are very close, and we see the next game is for rubbish, stupid, unprofessional people. If they think we are donkey, probably they will improve again. The problem is when you feel or you behave as arrogant, you feel, okay, no problem, no. They have to feel hurt, because they were the protagonist of a not important jump today. Exactly the same, I praise them. I talk about one game, I don't talk about because they were amazing, but for this specific game, they have to blame themselves and say, we were stupid and donkey today. So after 3 away games like we had, after 10 games, how you can't put the attention, the determination, thinking this is a Champions League final. But this is all the mistake that we made every few weeks when we play against a side that apparently can't hurt you. That proved that, I have to be honest, we are not ready for the top, even if we are close. Someone are now going to start criticize my word. Why in this moment? No, because if we achieved what we achieve, it's because of my mentality I brought in. So today we look like the worst side in terms of desire, determination in some specific situation during the game. That proved that we are not already there. No, we don't have enough mentality, pedigree, and nasty people on the field. But that can belong to the characteristic we got. Andy Will, Gary Love, Raffaele De Vita, they are not nasty guys. Simon Ferry give everything, but he's not nasty guy. Saitama Miller is one of the best, but he's not nasty guy. And in this moment, maybe you have to play less attractive football, less tippy-tappy. But go through, win 1-0, dirty game, the last 20 minutes, stay there, wrap together, work hard, win the second ball, kick the ball far, and then stay safe, because 1-0 today would be fantastic. Obviously, don't give you the guarantee to go up, but we lost and a big opportunity to make even special job, something that they have done the last few months. So today specifically, I'm very angry with them. But in terms of professionals, nothing to say, because they are the best professional I met in my life.
What did you make of the vocal support you got from the home fans today?
No,
affirmation.
Special reception, you know. Special, but obviously it's important, the school, the club. No, Paolo Di Canio, I want to thank them, because I don't have doubt. Even if they didn't come in here, maybe with the intention to sing my name, for me it's not important, because I know that they appreciate, they don't know, I don't want to say love me, but appreciate the job I've done, that I always work for the cause, I'm fully professional, and until the day I will be here, I will give my best. Go angry like I'm angry today, because obviously that hurt me, that result, in the way it came. But special relationship, I never gonna forget them, everything happened, you know, in 2 years, 5 years time, 1 month time, 2 days time, because I started be managing here, that is something amazing. I achieved something important with them. I gave them satisfaction. They gave us a big satisfaction. They belong of what we achieved already. So that is a special relationship. Fantastic.
Can you tell the supporters tonight that the speculation over your future is
no,
finished?
No. Nothing speculation. I want to say only that my future, I don't want to talk about future. I stand by to the statement that I sent out the day before Curry game, because my position didn't change yet. So I stand by the statement, exactly the same. I still in the same situation than the day before Curry game. So I stand by with the statement that I sent out before Crewley game. So, thank you.
Thank you, Paolo. Paolo Di Canio there, speaking live on BBC World Show.